Howard County health officials are working on a proposal for a syringe exchange program, hoping to join the five counties that already have them. But as WFIU's Becca Costello reports, the county prosecutor has strong objections to the idea.
Howard County Prosecutor Mark McCann says providing clean needles to drug addicts isn't the right way to address increasing rates of HIV and hepatitis C.
I believe that clean needle programs are inherently destructive and do not accomplish the desired goal in that it does not discourage drug dependence.
McCann says there are better solutions, like stricter penalties for convicted drug dealers and increasing mental health and drug addiction support in the community. Jenny Cawthorn is leading the research for the proposal. She says a needle exchange program would also provide HIV and STD testing and access to drug and mental health counseling.
Because ultimately, treatment is the end result. That is the whole goal, is to get people in treatment and to lower transmission rates.
McCann is skeptical, saying addicts are unlikely to take advantage of these services. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says access to sterile needles can prevent HIV and hepatitis C outbreaks. If commissioners approve the plan, the state health department will decide if Howard County can go ahead with a syringe exchange. For WFIU News, I'm Becca Costello.